Getaway, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Amy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Elizabeth, and Andy. This week, our topic is how to choose the right Caribbean island for your needs. Let's get started. So you will all have to stop me if I start talking too fast because I get so excited when anybody asks me questions about the Caribbean. Any vacation I ever think of heads down to the Caribbean islands, any of them. I've been on several cruise ships that port for days at different ones, and I've also stayed at a few all-inclusives on different islands, and I just love the feel of the islands, the relaxed feel of the islands. I love a good beach just to chill out and relax on. I like a little bit of adventure. I'm not too much. Sometimes I like to bring the kids. Sometimes I don't. And there's just so many different things to do. If you're into snorkeling, there's certain places to look for. If you're into all-inclusives or nightlife, some you want to avoid if you don't like the nightlife. Scuba diving, there's a lot of good places for snorkeling and scuba diving. And don't forget the golf, because there's a lot of good islands out there with great golf, golf spots. And I'll just start off and ask, have any of you guys been to any Caribbean islands that you just love or that you have questions about to start?
I have a question. One of the things I am most interested in, and my husband too, is some of the historical or more archaeological sites, like the Aztec ruins and stuff like that in Mexico. Have you done
that? Yeah, I've been to Chichen Itza and Tulum. So, you would want to look maybe if you're into that kind of stuff into definitely Mexico. You got Cozumel, Cancun, Riviera Maya. And just know, those are all out there, and they're amazing. You can get so many different tours to those spots. But you're going to be going through some poor sections to get to them a lot of times, and some of them are long drives on little roads, and that's just part of the experience. You just have to know that going in. A lot of these islands are poor, and you're going to see it when you get outside of your resorts. And then you get to these archaeological sites, and it's amazing how far back in time it can take you and just to see these things. If you're talking about history, also don't forget about some of the U.S. Islands like San Juan, Puerto Rico. And that's a really, Mexico, quick, easy, short flight from here. So is San Juan. Those are two good spots for quick Caribbean. San Juan has, you've got the Old Town there. You can walk through Old Town. There's a ton of history and forts there. Or you can go to the other side of the island where you're kind of away from Old Town, but you can still get there within a day, for sure. So I don't know, those come to mind first.
I think Puerto Rico is one of those places that gets overlooked sometimes, too, because it's so beautiful, but we don't think of it that way. And it has a little bit of everything. It has rainforest. It has history. It's really beautiful. And definitely, if you're starting a cruise there, it's worth it to stay a little bit longer.
And it's U.S. You don't have to have a passport. You don't have to go through customs. You don't have to worry about all that. It's still U.S. currency, everything. It's awesome. That's one good thing about the U.S. Virgin Islands.
So what I heard that I had a friend who did the Ironman in San Juan, and I heard that the part where they did the bikes, there were iguanas all over the roads, and they had to...
I heard about San Juan. I didn't see iguanas. I saw cats everywhere. There were wild cats all over that island that my kids kept wanting to pet. They're very cute. Some of them stay away, but yeah, you need to be careful if you don't like cats.
Or even if you do. I mean, those are wild cats. They're feral, so you have to be careful.
Lions or tigers.
Well, no, not wild cats, but yes.
It's a local delicacy.
But you know what? There were wild cats in St. Lucia, too. Wild iguanas. So Andy said wild iguanas too.
Yeah. Did you say it was a local delicacy, Andy?
Yeah. We were in. I forget exactly where we were. Somewhere in the Caribbean, and we just were walking down the main streets, and all the local food vendors were grilling up iguana.
Oh God!
I missed that.
Did you try it?
Yes, I'll try anything.
And?
When you were raised in England, you'll eat just about anything.
Did it taste like chicken?
It didn't taste like chicken. It's really kind of hard to describe, but it was very flavorful. And, it, was good. Would I have it, you know, could I, am I glad I, would I want it from the local supermarket? No. But, you know, when you're out there and you're experiencing what the locals experience, I think this is what part of the attraction of the Caribbean. It's a beautiful place to visit. There's so much variety, beautiful islands, a great culture.
You've got a lot of locals for sure, so you're going to hear different accents, different types of people, like, all coming together to form all these people. It's just, it's pretty cool. If you talk to your cab driver about, you always question your cab driver, you know, what is your heritage? It's so cool. They'll talk to you forever.
Yes. A lot of local pride everywhere you go. Everyone, you know, it's very important that they are native and they love to tell you about their island, their particular island for sure. So I have a question I want to know more about beaches. Where, you know, that's the question that we get a lot. Where are the most beautiful beaches in the Caribbean? We know that there are a lot of beautiful beaches, but if you are a beach bum, where do you want to go?
So there are so many. I can tell you some, there's a handful I'll tell you of that you would want to hit and some you want to avoid if you love beaches. For sure, you know, Anguilla, Turks and Caicos, Aruba, any of the U.S. Virgin Islands, Grand Cayman, they all have really, and of course I love St. Lucia. Have I already mentioned St. Lucia? But all these islands are going to have great beaches. Those are just a few of the top ones. Do avoid Trinidad, which is way far away anyways. Dominica, Bonaire, they don't have the most beautiful beaches. They have a lot of other things that are good, but they might not have that, like, picture beach when you're looking in magazines and you see that beach with that clear blue water. You're going to want to hit, you know, Turks and Caicos for sure. The clearest water in Nassau even had beautiful clear water, awesome beaches.
That struck me about the Bahamas for sure. Just standing out knee deep in the water and seeing so straight to the bottom.
Yes.
I grew up in South Carolina and you can't see your feet when you're in the ocean.
You can't really see your knees.
Yeah, we don't want to see my feet either. But... Amazingly, I thought that in Nassau, the water was clearer and more picturey clear, like that picture you think of, than further south. And I would have thought that the further south in the Caribbean you go, the clearer the water, the more beautiful. It's still beautiful and pretty clear. But I thought Nassau was just amazing.
Yeah, the Bahamas were definitely awesome.
Yeah.
It's not just the beaches that draw people for the clear water. It's the diving as well. I mean, you've got places like Cozumel off the coast of Mexico.
For sure.
The Grand Cayman, well-known worldwide for their diving. And the coral reefs and the beautiful tropical fish that you can see.
Right.
So, I mean, that crystal clear water really is a very, very awesome and attractive selling point to anyone.
So I will just throw this out there. Sorry, Annie, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Throw this out there. For diving, if you have somebody who loves scuba diving, you have to mention Bonaire. It's one of the best dive locations in the world. Other than Bonaire, you might want to mention Turks and Caicos or St. Lucia, Grand Cayman, or other areas for good scuba diving. Yeah, you're going to want to hit places that have that reef for sure. So you might want to avoid, like, if you have some divers or snorkelers, you're going to want to avoid, although their beaches are beautiful, you're not going to have the reefs like down in Barbados or Antigua. So
what about family travel? What do you suggest? You know, obviously a beach is a pretty universal thing, but of course, if you go to, say, St. Martin, there are more adult beaches than in some other places. Where would you recommend for families? Are there particular islands that are a little bit more family friendly as far as both getting there and being there?
You know, so I don't know. Whenever I bring my family anywhere, I like all inclusives because I feel like it saves a lot of money on food when the kids want to order this and then don't like it, and then they're starving later. We're at an all-inclusive.
You order iguana for them.
Okay, fried iguana. So all-inclusives are going to be almost everywhere in the Caribbean. There are places where there are not all-inclusives, but some of the there are so many. There are a dime a dozen in Mexico, Riviera Maya. So for sure look there. Because of that, because there are so many there, I feel like usually if people are looking for a quick, inexpensive, yet really nice family trip, I think that Cancun and Riviera Maya is a great spot. It's so easy to get to from here. So many direct flights, so many resorts. Yeah, I think Mexico's a good one. I like Nassau because it's so close, and there's several all-inclusives there, too. You know, you're not going to find all-inclusives in Puerto Rico. I did already try that one. There's a lot of places that might serve breakfast, but they are not all-inclusive. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of the all-inclusives, too, when you're talking about a family, they're going to have a lot of other activities for kids where you don't have to get outside of the resort if you don't want that hassle, which is not always a hassle. But a lot of people just want to stay in one place. So you're going to have a lot of things for kids, different ages. You're snorkeling, whatever. It's all right there.
I think that the all-inclusive rule sort of stretches to the other U.S. islands as well. I know St. Thomas is also pretty short on, there are three there, but there are literally only three. And they can actually go, they can swing any either way. They can be all-inclusive or you can actually get them on a European plan, which is the fancy term for a la carte. Yeah.
Cayman Islands is another one you're not going to find all-inclusives on.
And I think it is important for families to know that, you know, everybody hears about beaches. They're all over television and they're wonderful resorts, the Beaches Resorts, which is part of the Sandals family. And the Beaches Resorts are the family friendly, they're the family resorts of that company, whereas Sandals are adult only. And I think a lot of times we start thinking that all-inclusives are adult only, especially if you start visiting all-inclusives when you're a newlywed for a honeymoon or something. You sort of think of the all-inclusive adult onlys, but there are a lot of all-inclusives for families that include great family entertainment and kids clubs and activities for all ages. So sort of like cruise ships on the land, or one might argue that cruise ships are like all-inclusives on the water, that same sort of idea of sort of a whole package.
So
resort.
That's a good segue. So if you can't decide, if you have two or three islands that you really want to see and you just can't pick one, maybe a cruise is your best option because you can hit so many islands. And a lot of them, if you want to hit a lot of islands, leave out of San Juan. So you get your chance to see San Juan, and then you get to go way far down into Barbados and head up. You see an island a day, which is really cool. You know, or you can just leave out of the U.S., out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and hit two or three. Usually it's like a St. Martin, St. Thomas, San Juan, back kind of itinerary, or you hit Mexico, you do that route.
The attraction when we decided to take a cruise, we just couldn't decide where to go. So we used it as an opportunity to hit as many places as possible. And you saw a little bit of everything and the best of both worlds and the safety of getting back on the cruise ship when you felt that your time was and you'd seen enough of what you wanted to see. I think cruising just really gives you a good overview of what is a really distinct and unique part of the world.
Yeah, and it is
very approachable.
It's a great way to then decide, just as you said, to decide then where you want to go back. We get a taste of Bermuda on a cruise and you decide, is that someplace that you'd like to go back to? And then you can stay on Bermuda. Not that's a little too far north for our discussion today, but.
Sam, you and I were talking earlier about cliff diving.
And yes.
Have you done that?
No, my cousin did it they went to a wedding in Jamaica. It was an all-inclusive, and they did an excursion to a place called Rick's Cafe. And apparently you can jump off a cliff there if you want to.
That's River Falls and that whole area, right? So, yeah, you type of adventure. So Jamaica definitely will have the adventure. And then you've also got – excuse me. Jamaica's also really good for some nightlife around the Negril area and Montego Bay. But for adventure, too, I would think about St. Lucia. You've got the Grand Pitons, the mountains to hike up. On the other side of the island, you've got this old fort. I forgot St. Lucia for history, Sandy. So you've also got a fort on the other side that you can hike up over there. And it's kind of a minimal hike, but it's still awesome. Yeah. So now you need to go to Jamaica and go cliff diving.
Well, really, it sounds like I need to go to St. Lucia.
I don't know why that one. I have to say, so I was on a cruise ship the first time I saw St. Lucia, and we pull into it. And it's lush and green and clean and just beautiful. And this man sat down next to me on the cruise, and I couldn't understand hardly a word of what he said because he was Greek. But what I got was, this looks like home. This island looks like a Greek island to me. It just looks like home. And I just always love that island every time I go. Yeah, I love it.
Well, you're not the first person that said that to me. I've had a friend that did a honeymoon there, and she keeps talking about wanting to go back. And
yeah.
Definitely on my list, definitely.
Yeah.
Because of its close proximity, of course, you can't talk about the Caribbean without talking about it being a wedding and honeymoon destination. I mean, it's very, very popular. My stepsister from England flew to the Dominican Republic to get married.
Wow.
So it's very, very popular just with the North American crowd, but also it's not that far from Western Europe. It's about
an hour flight,
which is about as far as a flight to Miami. It's just a little hop further.
Wow.
And you know, they had a beachfront wedding, which, you know, not too many people in Northern England can say they've had a really nice Caribbean beachfront wedding.
Yeah, that might be something that we in the Southeast take for granted, because we are so close to the Caribbean. So it is very easy for us to get there. And we do have a lot of direct flights. So yeah,
for sure. I know Charlotte has a lot out of there.
And to be fair, you know, talking about convenience, that is something that it's funny because you talk to East Coasters and they start after the while they become a little jaded. Oh, I've been to the Caribbean. I've been there a lot. I want to go someplace exotic like Hawaii. Whereas if you talk to somebody on the West Coast, they go to Hawaii all the time. And they're like, oh, it's so easy. It's, you know, it's the easiest thing, and it's a lot less expensive for them. So so it is sort of an interesting, you know, how much we can take it for granted. And weddings and honeymoons, I mean, obviously that is a very popular place to go, and there's lots of resources for planning a destination wedding in the Caribbean. And again, so many things to do that people are willing to go there to see your wedding. You know, they're willing to pay to take that vacation, you know, to get to your destination. So,
yeah, especially for an all-inclusive, because like you said, it's such a good value. You don't have to worry about it once you're there.
And nowadays, we're so spread out as a society that, you know, I don't know about you guys, but when I got married, you know, at least 50% of my guests were flying in from somewhere. My relatives were, none of them lived near where I got married. So, yeah, if you're going to have to fly somewhere, it might as well be someplace awesome and warm and sandy and beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. After this winter, I'm all about warm.
Yes.
Let's all go to the Caribbean.
It's been lousy. I get asked a lot. When is the least expensive time to go to the Caribbean? And I would have to answer that as fall or early, like after Christmas time, before spring break time. And then I get asked, the second question is, well, yeah, of course fall isn't expensive. It's hurricane season. Just to remind people, hurricane season starts in July, goes through November. So, and really you're risking, you know, I went to Nassau in October and I had 4 sunny days in a row, not a lick of rain. It was awesome. It's a chance. Yeah, it's a chance. And maybe you buy, you know, you really want to buy that travel insurance then. But I don't know. I don't worry about that too much. I think that hotels for sure are pretty forgiving. If there's a hurricane coming, they're going to let you reschedule. Airlines, maybe trickier, but they're still, you know, they're going to call off flights. They don't want to fly into a hurricane either, and you can reschedule, which, yeah, that kind of stinks to reschedule your flight, and that doesn't happen too often. I do think the further south you go, the less you're going to experience that hurricane season. You know, Nassau's kind of right in that pattern with Miami, so, yeah, maybe during hurricane season, maybe you want to go further south.
And to add to that,
another thing you hear about cruises is they can divert their path. So
I have never had that happen.
Yeah,
I absolutely have. In fact, our honeymoon was in November when all hurricanes are supposed to be over. And there was a hurricane and it wasn't a huge one, but we actually went around it and avoided it quite nicely. So it is possible to do. I will say we still had some rain. I mean, it was not the most beautiful weather that I've ever had on a vacation, but it was definitely worth doing. And if you are tied to a time, you know, there are folks who can't change their vacation time once they've picked it, or it's your honeymoon and, you know, that's when it's going to be, you want to go then. So a cruise is sort of a nice safer bet. It's not completely safe. Hurricanes are hurricanes, but they can go around them for sure.
Just know what you're getting into. That's why it's cheap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a less expensive for sure. And then again, after Christmas time, I'm always finding like that third week in January through until spring break, usually starts sometime in March. You can find a really good deal then too.
Yeah. January was the time this year that I especially wanted to be in the Caribbean.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it is. Yeah, exactly. That's when you want to go. And it's, you know, that's
I did. I actually went to the Bahamas in January and I went to Florida in January.
Well, and I booked last minute cruises this January too. I mean, when it gets cold like that, people just want to get out, and assuming you can, you're not iced in, then it is a great escape. And it's even better if you've planned it ahead of time. And you know, you can sort of laugh at your friends as you're like, I'm packing your bags, ready to go on your vacation.
Nice drink on a sun-kissed beach and hearing the reggae music playing in the background and listening to cricket being played. Yes, it's fantastic.
That's right.
Taking a picture of your feet with the ocean in the background.
Absolutely. And coming back all suntanned. Not too suntanned, but, you know, suntanned enough. So, absolutely.
Well, that is our show for this week. On behalf of Elizabeth, Andy, and myself, and Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel. We'll see you next week. Gotta fly.